other ways of knowing. He stepped into a yellow morning, which seemed to him to be, well, not gray, but kind of a grayish maroon. He couldn't figure out why. He hadn't eaten mushrooms in at least a week. He stumble-crawled towards Dave's luncheonette, climbed into a booth. He insisted on looking at the menu for 6 minutes and 37 seconds every day, even though he always ordered bacon and eggs, toast, and coffee. This morning, he also ordered water, but he didn't drink any of it. It was Thursday, April 20th, 1967. He was waiting for something to happen. As he was eating, some of the water evaporated. Some people were born, some were married, a star imploded. A friend of his was throwing up, two others were having sex. As he finished his last forkful of eggs, a fly sitting directly opposite from him died. He left Dave's, headed north. Nothing much happened the rest of the day. Had he known it was Hitler's birthday, he would not have celebrated.